We just had a job fair for individuals who had 2 or more years experience. This is something brand new that Brian ISD has never undertaken before. And so what we had was individuals who were actually invited. We vetted through the application processes. We went through and found individuals that really had 2 or more years experience, not just rookie teachers, but experienced teachers. Invited them in. They came in. It was really a good process. They wrote a lesson plan. They then taught the lesson plan on video, and we recorded that and watched it. And then they went through a panel interview. And then, of course, those principals, they then recommended them for hire. Then they went to another room and sat before and interviewed another panel, which was our some central office people. And then we offered them a contract on the spot, and I believe we hired 23 individuals on the spot. Now, these were also for our at-risk campuses. So for those individual campuses that have had required improvement, have missed some safeguards, we allowed them to come in, and it was just for those individual schools that have struggled academically. Because when asked these principals, what's the one thing the district can do to help you be successful academically? The one thing that they say over and over again is more experienced teachers. And so for those at-risk campuses, we've allowed them to have the first shot, so to speak, at some of these experienced teachers. And like I said, I think we hired 23, which is a huge undertaking for us. We're excited about that.
If you know, how many vacancies does that leave then?
Oh, I don't have a clue right now. We're still early in the process. We did this just for those at-risk campuses, but don't think we're going to have the number of people leave this year that we have had in the past. And so we look forward to it. We're going to have another job fair later this month because we had such great success. And our job fairs are just different. This is a whole nother dynamic, kind of like our Patel for Kids and differentiated pay. I mean, it's new things, it's cutting edge, because now these individuals come in and we just don't do an interview. We watch you write a lesson plan. We watch you teach that lesson plan. Then we do a panel interview, and then you go before district administrator for a panel interview. So we vet these out very carefully, and we're hoping it'll pay dividends in the classroom.
At the same time, you hope that those who are applying and those who are signing up to become teachers, they're also paying attention to how what kind of interest I'm getting from administrators and those I'm going to have direct contact with.
That's correct. And so we think we're going to have a better pool, and we're looking forward to it. Now, those who did interview through that job fair that weren't offered a position right then, they're still going to go back into our pool with our other campus principals. And still, many of them, we took notes and said this would be a good fit for this school or that school. So just because those individuals weren't hired, we had 57, I believe, actually come to the job fair, and the 23 were hired. And that doesn't mean that the other individuals won't be hired in the district, but it just means that those individual probably weren't the right fit for some of those schools that were actually represented at the job fair.